This is the E3 Collective Podcast, Think About Number 2. Let's talk about presuming potential. Presuming potential is the belief that all individuals, regardless of ability, regardless of need, that all individuals have the ability to learn, to achieve, to succeed, and to reach their potential. It is never a question about if someone can do it. It's a question about how can they do it. We may need specific supports, accommodations, modifications, specific learning, and specialized instruction. But it is about how do we put those things in place so that individual can participate, so they can succeed. It is always about how can they do it, not if they can do it. It is also about that powerful word, yet. They may not know how to yet. They may not be able to yet. But we believe, because we believe in presumed potential, we believe that they can. They may need things to look a little bit different. They may need specific supports. But it is about intentionally structuring the environment, whether it's a physical environment, learning environment, whatever else. Is intentionally planning for the success of that individual so they can participate, so they can learn, so they can succeed, so they can achieve their highest potential. I want to challenge you today to think about the kids that you work with or the adults that you work with. Maybe it's your own kids. How does changing your mindset and your belief to presume their potential change their life? How does a belief that they can learn and that they can do something, that they can participate, it's a matter of how, not if, how does that change their life? How does it change your life as a professional, as a parent, as a family? So I challenge you today to really start to think about how can they do something, not if. I challenge you to use that word yet because it's so powerful. I challenge you today to presume potential in everyone that you work with or that you're around. We created this Think About series to provide inspiration, to provide new ideas, to get people thinking, to provide different perspectives, to really just continue the conversation. There may be no perfect answer. There may not be one right answer, but the power is in the conversations. And that's why we started this series. If you have suggestions or you have things that you want us to talk about or resources to find, please feel free to reach out and we will do our best to get it in this series.